Well, let's see, when you're grilling meat outside, what do you call that?
A barbecue.
And if somebody invites you to a barbecue, what do you expect to eat?
Barbecue.
Barbecue, I guess. I don't know what.
Well, so what is barbecue?
Grilled meat with a barbecue sauce on it.
Okay. So you wouldn't expect to get a pot full of pork in barbecue sauce, for instance.
Really.
Okay.
Just barbecue pork, okay. Mm-hmm. What do you mean barbecue?
Now,
lamb
we
or goat?
Served, we had served cabrito.
Cabrito.
And what's that?
A baby goat,
goat.
Young goat.
Mm-hmm.
And for the 4-H, church children, we used to have hay rides. And we would fix a big cooker of beans and a big cooker of meat with that was barbecued and the cabrito we had cooked and flavored. And one little girl from town, Jen, this is the most wonderful barbecue I've ever tasted. What is it? And when we told her what it was, she did not eat another bite.
Should have said it was pork.
Right. Or chicken or beef.
Yeah. What do you drink in the morning to wake up?
Coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Coffee.
And what kinds of things would you eat with coffee?
Cookie.
In the early morning, that's all. He has to have a homemade cookie. And
that's great. What is a coffee cake? Is that something made with coffee, or is that something you eat with coffee?
Something sweet that you eat with coffee.
That's breakfast time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Coffee cake.
What do you call mashed up apples in a jar?
Applesauce?
Mm-hmm. Okay. What's the sort of a fence on a farm or a ranch where you have, like, bars?
Picket fence? I don't know.
Barbed wire?
Well, bars like you have
you
two
like
posts
that right
and
there?
Bars. that's different. Oh, that? Yeah, like that. What kind of a fence is that?
Rustic.
Rustic. Decorative, right?
Didn't finish it. Pole
fence? Picket fence, or?
Picket usually go this way, don't they?
Right.
Pole fence.
Yeah.
Okay. What does a train run on?
Track?
Mm-hmm. What are the tracks called?
Rails?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's a circular enclosure for horses?
Corral.
Mm-hmm. What do you put the cow out to? You put the cow.
Pasture.
Mm-hmm. And where do you grow a crop?
A field.
Mm-hmm. Where does a farmer keep hay?
In a barn.
Mm-hmm. Where does a farmer keep corn?
In a silo.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen another place where they keep corn that's...
A crib?
Yeah, uh-huh. Does anybody have cribs out here?
No.
Okay. Somebody was saying it's too dry out here for a corn crib.
Yeah, it is. It dries out.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Have you ever heard of a go devil?
Go devil? Yeah.
What's
it's,
that?
It's kind of like a rotary hoe. It's a pick on it, and it picks the ground, and it brings the moisture up. And
mm-hmm.
We don't use them here, but... They do over in Central Texas. They have these go-devils, and they run them in there in the fields, and it's supposed to bring up the moisture or something.
Uh-huh.
Keeps
I didn't know that.
Go-devil, it
That's
keeps the wind from blowing, moving the dirt too much.
Uh-huh, but and you don't have them out here because there's no moisture?
We use a rotary hoe, and that's about the same thing.
Uh-huh, okay.
But we have plenty of moisture here. This type of soil, this adobe soil, holds much better than sand.
Mm-hmm. what do you call the thing that you put on a horse's mouth so it can eat oats as it goes along?
Just there's a muzzle, a feeder or something.
I don't know what you call it.
Hmm?
I know what she means, but I don't know what you call it.
Where they put the feed in?
Mm-hmm.
Oat bag?
Maybe, yeah.